This is Kim with Kim Turner LLC, the next generation of 911, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning, this episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Good morning. This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 195 of Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them. So this is going to be a recap episode. A recap episode from just the last couple weeks of things that have been going on. This episode is sponsored by Kim Turner LLC and also supported by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. So really quick, just want to talk about my sponsor for the month of May. It's Kim Turner LLC, and I'm very happy. I'm excited to have this company sponsoring the podcast again. They were sponsoring for the Navigator Conference, which was in Las Vegas, Nevada, put on by the IAD. And it was excellent to have them on there. And so then again, for the month of May, it'll be good stuff. We'll be sharing each other's information, posts, all kinds of things. And if you want to learn more about Kim Turner LLC, it's professional dispatch training for the next generation of 911. You can find out more about them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as thekimturner.com. That is thekimturner.com. You can also find out more about the company as well as Kim Turner herself, who started this. She is the director over in San Bernardino and San Bernardino County, that is. And in episode 158, we talk about the Christopher Dorner incident as well as a terrorist attack there in San Bernardino County. So it's an excellent episode. It's one that you don't want to miss. So make sure to check it out. Once again, it's episode 58 of this podcast. So again, as I was saying, this is going to be a recap of the past couple of weeks on you know, things that have been going on and where I'm going to be next and just a lot of stuff. So we're going to get into this. So I want to talk about Indiana Nina. So Indiana Nina was... It was such a good time. It was there was a lot of people there that I met. There was about 70 people that were new people. There were new faces, you know, people that had never been there before. And you know, I recorded episode 186 and 187 there. Imagine Listening was such a good episode. Please go back and listen to that one. If you don't know about Imagine Listening, what it is, it's an extension of Within the Trenches podcast, and it's based on all of the stories that make up the IM911 movement. So I will get those stories that have been submitted and I will read them on the episode, you know, in order to get more exposure for those stories, because that's the whole point. These are the stories that need to be told. They're stories that need to get out there for people to hear, to understand more about dispatchers and what they do every single day on the job, the stress that they go to, the fact that they're not drones, that they do have feelings. They're calm, cool, and collected at the time, but in the back of their head, they're probably freaking out just like the caller, because this is real shit that happens in dispatch. It's crazy stuff that happens, and they're the ones there taking those calls and suffering with the callers at that time. So Imagine Listening, that's what it's all about. It's just that. Imagine listening to this type of call. How would you deal with that? How would you handle it? Would you be able to handle it? So that's what those are all about. Dispatchers will get up and they read their own stories. And if they're unable to read those stories, they write them down and they hand them to myself or whoever's up there with me at the time to read those stories. And I have to say that, you know, there were some pictures that were taken. There was video that was taken as well. It wasn't video during the actual session. It was right at the end. My good friend, Rob, Big Mac, he ended up having his drone there. So we were able to get a few pictures. I haven't posted them yet. I got a lot of stuff going on, so I'm trying to get those posted as well. But we got a little bit of video of people walking out. And while I was handing out IM911 pins, that was the big surprise there at that conference, was that if you were in that session, you were going to get an official IM911 pin. It's it was excellent to be able to do that, to have all those people in there. There were so many people in there, standing room. And it was just a good time. But towards the end of that video, Rob's drone ends up crashing, and it ended up going into or falling on the mixer that was there. It was hilarious. So in the video, you can see it, and I'm still recording audio at the time. So I'm hoping that I can put that together so that people can see it. But, you know, at the end of that episode, you know, Rob got kind of emotional and I got emotional as well. And you might not be able to hear it, but at the very end of episode 186, you can hear Rob say something. And what he says is, "I don't know why the hell I do this with you," because he kind of broke down, and I just patted him on his back and I said, "It's all right, man. It's all right." Because I was getting emotional as well. There are some really hard stories, and some of those stories, actually all of those stories rather, are I have them all that were written down, and I'm going to turn them into memes and add them to the album as well, so that they will be part of what's becoming like the legacy of the I Am 911 movement. All of those stories that are there, and the ones that continue to get, that continue to come in and be submitted, and those that we're still getting out of the inbox to put in there. So again, it was a very good episode. If you get a chance, make sure to check out episode 186. And then of course, episode 187 is open mic, where we laugh everything off by telling funny stories. So after that, I actually only got about a day and a half to spend at home with my family. And then I flew out to Vegas for the Navigator Conference. Excellent, excellent conference there as well. And what I had going on for people is, if you stopped and you recorded an episode with me, you would earn an I Am 911 pin, because I'm not selling these right now. I will eventually, but the first batch, what I want to do is I want to give them away. So whether you're at a session or we're at a conference and I'm doing the podcast and you sit down with me, you know, that's how you earn those. I did, however, attend a session at the Navigator Conference, which dealt with the Route 91 incident. Now, this was the active shooter incident in Vegas, or just otherwise known as the Las Vegas shooting, that happened October 1st, 2017. And the dispatchers that were working that night, they gave a session, and they each one of them told a story from their point of view of how that night went and what was going on. And it was very, very powerful to be in there and listen to their stories. And a good friend of mine, now Matt, he and I have been talking for a while now, and I wanted to see if I could get some of the dispatchers on to talk about their story, but as of right now, they're unable to. I'm hoping that I can get them on to talk about it later on, after, you know, everything kind of settles down, you know, from this entire incident. But being in there in that session, it was really, really good to hear everything that went on during that time. I mean, they're definitely heroes, as well as the men and women of Sacramento that came over and helped them. So shout out to the both of you, both of your agencies. You're all heroes. And it was really good to be in there and to meet all of you. I waited at the very end, and I had a bunch of pins with me, and Matt introduced me to everyone, and I was talking with them, and I was trying to tell them how much it touched me, their stories and everything that they do. And I was thanking them and biting my lip, because I was losing it. But it was an honor to be there in their presence with everything that they had been through. And I presented them each with an I Am 911 pin, everyone from Las Vegas Fire and Rescue that was there at that session, as well as those from Sacramento. So it was an excellent moment. After that, I got a chance the next day to get a tour of not only the dispatch center, but of where the incident actually happened. And as we were rolling up to the spot where everything had taken place, you know, you could look up at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino where the person was shooting from. And it was just, it was surreal. It was weird to be there, but you know, we were going through, and I was being shown, you know, everything where it happened and stuff. And then I was able to get to the dispatch center and meet more awesome people, more heroes. And it was just cool to be there. it felt like home. You know, for me, whenever I step into a dispatch center, it feels like home. And I ended up getting a pin myself from Las Vegas Fire and Rescue. And it's really, really cool. If you get a chance, you can go to facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast and just look in the photo albums. And there's one there for the Navigator Conference, and that pin is there. So shout out to all of you once more. That was great. Thank you so much for the hospitality and everything. And I look forward to going back in August to the National APCO Conference. So with that said, you know, I've got a few things left here to talk about. Again, this is just a recap of stuff that's happened. So it's just going to be a quick, short episode. It's episode 195. But right now, going on until June 15th. So today is May 7th, 2018. And going on until June 15th, 2018, is the Within the Trenches Continuing Education Scholarship. So that is live right now. You can go to thejabberlog.com/scholarship/scholarship.php. You can find out everything about that scholarship because what it'll do for this year, the first year I did it, it helps send a dispatcher out to Indianapolis for the 2016 National NENA Conference. The second one was last year, and that helped send someone out to a dispatcher out to the Navigator Conference, which was in New Orleans. And this year, this will be for APCO. So this one will help a 911 dispatcher attend and head out to the 2018 National APCO Conference, which will be in Las Vegas, Nevada. So what do you get with this? Well, what you get with this is you end up getting a full registration. You get a snazzy Within the Trenches official t-shirt. You also get a $500 travel stipend. And it's just a great opportunity for someone to get to experience one of these national conferences, to learn more about the profession that they're in, the industry that they're in, and to network with people who come from the same place they do and just learn all that they can about the industry, and then bring some of that back to their dispatch center, because not a lot of people get the chance to go to a national conference to learn all types of things. And I think it's needed. So this is something that I had wanted to do for a long time. And 2 years ago, I finally got the chance to do it, and I've been doing it ever since. So what you need to do, again, thejabberlog.com/scholarship/scholarship.php, go to that page and check everything out. Everything is written out, and you end up filling out an application, but you also have to make sure that you send to WTTpodcast@gmail.com a 1,000 word essay. All the information is on there on what the essay is supposed to be about. And then you're in. You're in for the running for this. You know, once we get all of the entries by June 15th, 2018, then I will give everything to my small voting committee, because I can't do the voting myself. I won't do the voting myself because I'll want to send everyone. So I won't be able to do it. That's why I have a committee. They will read everyone's essay, and based on those essays, they will pick the best candidate, recipient rather, to receive this this scholarship to head out to that conference. And you know, from there we'll end up recording an episode together there. And so far it's been a great experience for the first two people that have done it. And I hope it continues to be a great experience for people to get to go and to learn where, you know, they might not have been able to otherwise. So again, this started May 1st. The application process ends up going until June 15th, and the winner will be announced and told about it no later than July 1st, so that they have plenty of time to get the time off that they need to and make arrangements and all that other stuff. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to let the person know that we choose someone quickly, you know, so that we don't have to wait until July 1st, but that's, you know, no later than July 1st will people end up knowing about it. So That's the scholarship. It's going to be a good time. And I look forward to meeting the winner and to announcing it and all that other good stuff. Also going on right now is the I Am 911 pin giveaway. On Facebook, people they're entering like crazy on Facebook. And then I also have a separate one for Twitter as well as Instagram. Only maybe two people have done anything on Instagram, and I think four have done something on Twitter, which is funny because a lot of people responded saying that they wanted to enter into it, but only, you know, a few have on the other two. So if you're listening, your odds of winning are really, really good, especially that one person on Instagram. Your odds are really, really good. But, you know, I'm looking for your best I Am 911 picture, whether you're retired, you want to take one by yourself, or you want to do it as a team. Take a picture, send it to me. If you're on Instagram, make sure to post your picture and tag me in that picture so that I can see it. It's also, if you look up on my feed, you'll see all of the instructions, all the directions on what you need to do, which really isn't that much. You're really just submitting your best I Am 911 picture. And if you're doing it as a team, either way, make sure to hashtag it as I Am 911, because even though you're doing that as a team and with those out on the road, we are one. But you're taking this picture with the rest of your dispatch team. You know, we're still celebrating you as each as individuals that take those calls, which is why I ask for people to continue to hashtag with the I Am 911 there. But you just send those in. And the same thing on Twitter. You just mention me on it and tweet it. I'll retweet it out and you're in. This Wednesday, which will be May 9th, will be when I reveal the winners. And also, if you're doing it as a team, you can have up to 10 people in a team. So if you win, each one of you will get a pin. So there's that for you. Other thing to mention really quick before we go into the wrap up of this is that the next stops coming up. We got Michigan NENA coming up. This is going to be actually the Michigan NENA APCO combined conference, the first time ever, and it's going to be on Mackinac Island. It's going to be an excellent time. I am very excited for it. I'm going to be doing a session there. I'll be doing an Imagine Listening session. So if you are headed out to that conference, make sure that you go to my session. Because it's going to be a rough first 30 minutes, but the last 30 minutes when we're all laughing and telling funny stories, it's going to be worth it. And there's going to be a special surprise as well for those who tell a story during the Imagine Listening portion of this session. That's all I'm going to say, because I will be posting a video soon to reveal what that special thing is. But as of right now, that's all I'm going to say, but it's going to be a good time there. And the National NENA is going to be coming up, Nashville. That'll be an excellent time. And National NENA is always fun. Usually I'm in the podcast zone. However, this year I'm going to be fully booked in the booth for my 9 to 5. So I will not be there. However, make sure to come out and check me out at the booth. We can talk. We can play some rock band because we're going to have some fun stuff going on at the booth. And we're going to be giving out some special edition guitar picks for those who play rock band with me there. So make sure to check us out. It's going to be a lot of good stuff. And we also have a special giveaway, which I will be announcing on the InDigital Facebook page soon. And then after that will be, you know, a month or so after that will be National APCO. Be out there in Vegas. I'm going to be doing 2 Imagine Listening episodes. And there's going to be a special surprise there as well. So please make sure to go out there, tell your story, and let's do it. Let's get this going. It's going to be good. So going into the wrap up of this episode, I just want to thank everyone for the support. I've been doing this for about 5 years now, and telling dispatch stories, it's something that's I'm very passionate about. This is my baby. I love doing this. I love doing what I do, and I just I couldn't do this without those who listen to the show. You know, I get emails and meet people all the time saying how much they love hearing these stories and that they want to hear more. So I'm doing everything that I can to continue to bring you these stories and help dispatchers get their stories out there. You know, a lot of people that I've spoken to say that they feel a lot better, you know, once they've talked about these stories. Some of them, you know, don't have the same reaction, but it's still fun to talk with people that come from the same place that you do. You know, not everyone is going to take it the way I do. It's something therapeutic, but, you know, it's good to get that recognition. So it's good all around. So again, thank you very much for the support. I appreciate everything, all of you. And this episode, again, has been sponsored by Kim Turner LLC. Make sure to check out the company on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as thekimturner.com. This episode, as always, is supported by InDigital, Leader Next Gen Core Services. You can like us on Twitter. You can, and that's at 901 Podcast. You can like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/WithinTheTrenchesPodcast. If you have any comments, questions, topic suggestions, or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us, and that's WTTPodcast@gmail.com. And this episode, along with all the other episodes, can be heard 24/7 on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and all of your favorite podcasting apps, as well as thejabberlog.com. Have a good one, everybody.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to WTTPodcast@gmail.com.